Hello, and welcome to Virtual Office Hours First Friday webinar. And today's topic is forgiveness in business. It's so nice to see everyone here. Just know that I can see all of your names on my dashboard, and I am so excited to be connecting with each and every one of you today. Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about forgiveness in business. Why it's important, what's in it for you, and how to do it. And when we're done with that, I'll have time to take your questions, and I'd love to hear about any takeaways or ahas or what you might have learned from today. And right now, I just want you to take a deep breath, and I invite you to arrive fully to this call to get exactly what you need from today's topic. So just take a breath, and I'd like you to connect with something for which you're feeling grateful. And it could be something in your personal life or in your business. Just breathe into that grateful energy that you're feeling. Breathe in knowing that you're going to get everything you need from today's call. Exhaling everything that is not needed. Your slow breath. That grateful energy, letting out tension, stress. You just breathe and notice that grateful feeling. Notice yourself relaxing more and more deeply. Feel that sense of gratitude. It might be gratitude for yourself that you're here today, open to new information, and investing in yourself, taking care of you. Just one more natural breath in with that gratitude. Without everything that's not needed. And a reminder, if you're taking notes today and you miss something, no worries. I'm going to be sending out the link to this recording. If not today, definitely tomorrow. So today I'm going to talk specifically about when you need to forgive others in business and how to do it. But first I wanted to do a quick review of part one. And last time I talked about why it's so important to start with forgiving yourself. Because forgiveness begins with how you treat yourself. So when you can forgive yourself and respect yourself, you can also extend forgiveness and respect to others. And when you make amends and forgive yourself, you naturally develop compassion and empathy towards others, which I believe, and research also shows, is one of the most important components of leadership. So self-forgiveness is having a process of accepting that there's an inevitability of making mistakes and refusing to let mistakes define you. And it's about having the ability to work through painful emotions and let them go. Doing this will transform self-judgment into self-love, connecting you to your strengths and your talents and your expertise. I found this really great quote from Abraham Lincoln, and he said, "The man who can't make mistakes can't make anything." And last week I talked about the five components that are key in the process of forgiving yourself, and those were acknowledging and feeling feelings, being clear on what you're taking responsibility for, having an action plan for change, asking yourself for forgiveness and granting it, and letting go. And if you haven't already listened to that recording, I really encourage you to listen to it. I showed you a fun exercise that makes it really easy to have a process for learning how to forgive yourself. And when I send the link to this call, I will include Forgiveness in Business Part 1. So when you run a business, sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with forgiveness. With business today relying heavily on networking and interpersonal relationship, the risk of being offended is high. And maybe you're the offender and you must ask for forgiveness. And maybe you aren't and must find it in your heart to forgive an employee, a customer, a client, or even a vendor. And sometimes you may also find yourself dealing with circumstances in which the offense is unforgivable. Whatever the case, learning how to handle forgiveness is critical to your success. Forgiveness is about letting go, and unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, and unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. And I want to remind you that unforgiveness hurts you mentally and physically. When you don't forgive or hold on to a grudge, when you don't forgive yourself or others, those angry and hurt feelings can often feel like physical pain. That's because rather than occurring simply inside your head, your emotions often manifest themselves physically. Our bodies are designed to handle momentary stress, feelings of anger, fear. We're designed to feel that physically via the fight, flight, or frozen response. And when you get upset mentally, you lose your ability to focus. Whether you're distracted by ruminating about the offense or you're using your energy to stuff your feelings, your focus and creative energy are hindered. Physically, unforgiveness takes a toll on your body. Your blood pressure increases, your heart rate quickens, stress chemicals, cortisol, and adrenaline are dumped into your system. Your shoulders and chest feel physically weighed down. You start to tire more easily. Ozzie Cotto, the co-founder of the Cult Branding Company, its consulting firm, he said, "In a global economy, your peace of mind and soul are mattering more and more. In a global marketplace, you cannot afford to be physically weighed down." He adds that the competitive landscape has drastically shifted. In our highly connected world, the willingness to both apologize and to accept an apology is a time-proven competitive advantage. So people in my experience struggle with a few myths when it comes to forgiveness in business, and I want to go over a few of those. So some of those myths are, and see which one might resonate with you. If I forgive, my relationship with the person I'm forgiving will definitely improve. If I forgive, it means I want to continue to have a relationship with the person I'm forgiving. If I forgive, it means I'm condoning the behavior of the person I'm forgiving. If I haven't forgotten, I haven't really forgiven. I only need to forgive once. And the last myth, if I forgive, I'll never again feel angry at that person for what happened. In some view, letting go is equivalent to losing or showing weakness. And is it really losing, or is it our pride or ego getting in the way of your health and success? So there's two important concepts before I get to the nuts and bolts of how to forgive in business that I want you to really understand. Forgiveness neither absolves the other person from the bad behavior, nor does it condone the bad behavior. You can teach others how to treat you by using your assertive communication skills, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. And secondly, forgiveness is for you, not them. While forgiveness does take a little bit of work on your part, it pays off by giving you peace of mind, reducing stress, and building your confidence. Holding on to anger and hurt takes energy, but by letting go of the anger and choosing to forgive, you free up that energy to focus on what's really important. So there's some categories of people in business that you might be required to forgive, and that could include employees. But modeling how to learn and grow from mistakes as the leader of your business creates trust in these relationships and offers a safe environment where your employees can take risks. They can take risks to be creative, to learn, and to grow their own leadership capabilities. You might need to forgive an independent contractor, those professionals whose talent support your business. Vendors, either they don't hold up their end of the bargain, take you for granted, or make you feel used. Clients, you may have to have you may be challenged to forgive a difficult client or have an assertive communication with them. Even organizations like banks, credit unions, and who hasn't been frustrated with online platforms that entrepreneurs that we use, like Infusionsoft, PayPal, MailChimp, Facebook? The list is endless. But forgiveness allows you to be in charge of your own experience rather than being tossed around by someone else's actions. It lets you find your own balance rather than being pulled into a reaction that you may not want to be tied to emotionally, psychologically, or even spiritually. So forgiveness is an action word. Forgiveness is a verb, and there are three action stages. when you're working through to figure out forgiveness. And those action stages are waking up, integration, and reinvestment. So waking up means waking up to your feelings. It's noticing when something's blocking you from feeling at peace. And some feelings that you may feel are anger and resentment. And those feelings can really weigh heavily on your inner world. Sadness and hurt, those are the feelings that can make you feel vulnerable or lost. Fear, anxiety, those are feelings often associated with feeling out of control. So that's the action stage of waking up. Wake up to your feelings. The second action stage is integration. And that's when you have felt what's really going on and you understand your feelings, you understand the situation, and you integrate your feelings rather than staying stuck. And that's an internal action stage. And then the last stage in forgiveness is reinvestment. That's when you invest your freed up energy by choice. And that really is an external action step. And that could be letting go or assertive communication. The action step could be letting go of an employee, distancing in a relationship. Assertive communication is how you can talk to the person about the mistake or the offense. And when you process these stages, it heads you in a self-affirming direction. The decision to forgive implies that I'm valuing my own peace of mind more than holding on to or avoiding a grudge. Step by step, piece by piece, you're going to feel lighter inside, less confused, tangled up in your own web of negative feelings. So how do you wake up, integrate, and reinvest? Well, here's how you do that. And it's three easy steps. You release the beast. That's waking up. Take a moment to let your inner brat come out. Allow yourself 5 minutes to throw a tantrum in whatever way you choose. Just make sure it doesn't involve anyone else. You can cry, scream, stamp your feet. You could internally call them every evil, naughty name in the book. And when you feel fully expressed, then let yourself go to number two, which is identify the source of your anger. And anger is just a surface emotion. So sink a little deeper after you've released your inner brat. Get to the real emotion behind it, such as embarrassment, humiliation, concern, fear. Last time I talked about the basic categories of emotions that you can scan just to make sure you're fully feeling all of them. So after mad, there's sad, glad, scared, or shame. This stage is also a chance where you might get some clarity to own your own part in the interaction. Then you move on to the last action stage, and that's remind yourself of the benefits of forgiving. This is for you, to create inner peace and free up your mental and physical energy. So once you're clear on your feelings and the benefits of forgiving, the next step is to identify all of the options and choose the action steps that align with who you are and what you need or what you want. So another Sherryism that I'm often talking about is, what do you want? What do you need? So what does Susan want? What does Susan need? You can say that to yourself. So I want you to consider from this place of what do you want, what do you need, is this a relationship you want to improve, or do you need to let go of it in some way? And if you're not sure if you need to let go in some way, trying to improve the relationship can give you clarity. And the action step for improving something is assertive communication. Sometimes the only action step is to emotionally let go. For instance, in the case of forgiving an organization, you can choose to let go of feelings of stress, frustration, and get to the acceptance stage, accepting that limited people are working from their limitations in an organizational box. Sometimes you're going to have a knowing that communication is not appropriate. Then the action step after letting go is you just live your new boundaries, live your new boundaries of distance in that relationship. When the violation or offense or mistake is costly, in terms of losing resources, including money, if it's endangering employees or customers or hurting the company morale or public relations, you may be able to forgive the offender, but you just can't let the matter drop either. You may realize that this would take some really powerful action, It could be letting go of an employee or an independent contractor, telling a client we're not a match, or taking the challenging action steps of taking legal action. Most of the time, the action step is to simply talk to the other person. Whether your intention is to improve the relationship or simply stand in your power, expressing yourself assertively is important. And I know you all know how to do this, but I just want to remind you of the steps and benefits of doing it. So assertive means standing in your personal rights, expressing thoughts, feelings, and beliefs in a direct, honest, and appropriate way. And by being assertive, you're always going to respect the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs of other people. So benefits to you when you communicate assertively in business is you get to feel good about yourself, and it increases your self-esteem and self-confidence. And it leads to the development of mutual respect with others. It minimizes other people getting defensive, and it protects you from being taken advantage of by others. So the steps for assertive communication, there are three of them. So first off, you just state the facts. Simply state the facts of the situation, and by fact, I mean it can be proven in a court of law. So for instance, we agreed that email would be ready to send Tuesday, and it's now Wednesday. And then second, state your feelings. Feelings are appropriate in business if they're used properly. And if this is one of those times to articulate your feelings, here's what you do. You use the phrase, I feel. You do not use the phrase, you make me feel or that made me feel. It's I feel. So I'm frustrated that you missed the deadline and didn't communicate with me. And then third, state the results, which is just you articulate the results or the consequence. And in my example, it's now the people can't sign up for my webinar in a timely manner. By stating the facts, your feelings, and the results, you eliminate points of debate. And you could even follow up this assertion with a question that's appropriate to engage the other person, such as, you know, what's going on for you that you missed the deadline and aren't communicating? Are there some unexpected roadblocks that I can help you with? You might want to ask a question of, was that in your, not in this case, but other questions could be, you know, was that your intention? You know, what's your commitment to the business relationship? So as you think about the potentially difficult conversations in addressing conflict in your business relationships, consider practicing the art of assertive communication. So you may want to write it out, practice it, get comfortable before you have that conversation. And as you gain mastery with assertive communication and forgiveness, I know you're going to discover some amazing results. So some notes about this. You may run into a situation where you are being perfectly assertive with a certain layer in an organization, and your needs just aren't getting met. And you might need to go over someone else's head. And just know that that's okay. If that causes you some blowback, you've earned no regrets because you have you've done your part, which is to assertively communicate the mistake or your need to the proper people. And if they're not getting back to you in a timely manner, you've earned the right to go over their head. So I also want you to remember that if you are taking those action steps that you need to do, and you can't go over their head or do something else, don't forget to let go of any emotional upset or frustration or stress in the situation. Protect your mental and physical health. So you might be taking appropriate action. Just don't forget to take a deep breath and let go of that stress and frustration. So sometimes you may catch yourself falling back into a state of anger and resentment. Just pause and remind yourself why you choose to forgive. Reaffirm your choice to forgive. Remember to give yourself credit for the action steps that you are taking of communicating assertively, no matter how it turned out. If you have to do this 10 times a day until you truly let go, do it. Eventually, you'll do it less and less until you really let it go permanently. Each time you practice, you're going to get better and better. The choice of letting go means forgiving. Forgiving doesn't mean that you absolve the other person from the responsibility of the wrong. In fact, forgiveness really isn't about the other person at all. It's about you letting go and giving yourself the gifts of peace and joy and deeper connection to your creative power and life force. So questions I invite you to ponder. Are you holding any frustration, anger, hurt against someone who's wronged you in your business? Are you letting a difficult client define your worth? Are you avoiding communicating with someone because you're mad or scared of them? If the answer is yes, then practice these steps. Release the beast, be clear on your feelings and your part in the matter, and decide what action steps are in alignment with you and the values of your business. So are there any questions or shares? You can press 1 through 5 on your keypad, and while I am letting you do that, I just want to summarize that the one factor that sets truly transformational leaders apart from the run-of-the-mill is the ability to forgive. Let feelings of anger, resentment, and blame fall away and become something constructive. Forgiveness carries with it compassion, humility, and gratitude, which are good things for creating positive outcomes. Setting a good example by learning from mistakes and letting go sets a tone in your business relationship that builds trust and loyalty. People will be more willing to work with you and for you, and that leads to more proficiency and efficiency and creativity. People are more likely to make an extra effort, which has important consequences for your bottom line. All right, so Debbie here has her hand raised. Hi.
Yes, I do. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. I've got a huge issue with resentment and anger towards a bad teacher at our school. And here's my dilemma. I'm a math tutor, and this teacher is a bad math teacher, so I get kids from her class all the time. So it's good for my business. but it frustrates the heck out of me that the school is not doing anything to deal with her. So I've got
Have you taken any action steps around that?
Well, I have, and I really like your assertive communication steps that I'm going to use the next time I go talk to the principal. But it took me a year to go talk to the principal last year. And I finally did it at the end of the year, and I feel a lot better after I talked to him. But he's got 2 years to fix her. So I've got 2 years. I want to make sure I stay on top of it so I get to still be a little bit frustrated and angry about it for 2 more years until I can go over his head if he hasn't done anything about it. So,
all right. So I'm going to remind
you remind me again in 2 years?
Put it on your calendar. Check in with yourself in 2 years. No, I'm kidding.
Well, should I put it in my box? Should I put it in my box?
Put it in your container to be reviewed later.
My container, exactly.
Well, I want to remind you, what I said in this is that when you're taking all the action steps that are necessary, don't forget to let go of that frustration, right? Because when you hold on to that frustration, it's like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die.
Oh, yeah. Because I do, when I tutor these kids that are in her class and they tell me what's going on, my blood does boil a little bit. I said, I can't believe she's still there and she's still doing the same things that she was doing last year.
Okay, so here's what you do. Is there an action step you need to take? If there is, motivate yourself to do it. If not, remind yourself that it's not time to take an action step, that you're keeping an eye on this, and let go. Let go of those feelings because it's going to take a toll on your mental health and your physical health. So if there's nothing to do yet, just let it go. I mean, not just. I know that's harder, but process that out. By reminding yourself, giving yourself credit that you are staying on top of the action steps, and then practice emotionally letting go.
That's a great idea. I will try to put it in my container.
And if not, you know what? You can always sign up for some comfy chair coaching. I put that link in the recording when I send you the link. And you could always sign up, and we could do some more tweaking or some polishing on the issue if it's getting in your way.
Okay. Great, thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for your share. Hey. Ah, I feel better for Debbie just having talked to her. So forgiving means not being a prisoner of the past. Truly transformational leaders like Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, and Abraham Lincoln seem to have figured this out. So when we forgive, we don't change the past, but you can change the future. And that's even if it's something like a teacher at your school, or you're dealing with an issue at your church, a different kind of organization, you can let go of the past for you and whatever's going on. Challenge yourself to be brave and do your action steps, and let go and recognize that you have an opportunity to change the future. So I want to thank all of you for showing up today. I really appreciate it. And so again, you can hop on over to Effortless Momentum, and that's where the audio replays will be, and I'll remind you of what the password is when I send you the link. And I hope everybody has an awesome month. So until next time, I'll tell you all goodbye, and thanks for coming. Thanks. Bye.